So they said that lust, anger, greed are objects or things. What does it actually mean? Okay. Let me put it this way. I work on computers. I'll give a software example. Hey, there is some site which there are say this particular site which is there. If I visit that site, you know, say there is a site which filled with sensual images. I go and visit that site. I get agitated. So that is I who am doing that. So it is my decision, my intention which I am doing. But when we visit a particular site, you know, that gets stored in the browser. It gets stored in the software. And the next time, say, if I visit a particular news site, then say if I repeatedly, as soon as I type I, now I may want to go to ISKCON News now. But in the past, if I got to India News so many times, then as soon as I type I, it will give autocomplete as India News. And if I'm not careful, it'll just go there automatically. So there is, so on one side, going to that, on one extreme, we could say that going to that site is my decision. But another side, that decision creates a history in my computer, a bookmark or a record, by which I next time directly, automatically go to that site. So like that, when I feel angry, that's the emotion that I experience. But along with the emotion that I experience, it creates like a setting. Next time, anger becomes more easy for me. Getting angry becomes more natural for me. So, for example, if somebody has never worked as a butcher, first time they were going to kill an animal. So, live animal, how can I kill? How can I kill this animal? Will they kill once, twice, thrice, 5 times, 10 times? They just become desensitized after that. Once I was going in Bengal and I was seeing that there were kids about 8-10 years old. They were chatting with each other and lopping off the neck of chickens. Like we may cut sabji, they're cutting like that. They become completely nonchalant. So when we keep doing a particular activity, that gets gets stored like a setting. So that stored setting is what I mean. It's an object. So when that stored setting is there, the relapse or the indulgence becomes not only easier, it almost becomes like inevitable. You have to consciously check it, otherwise it will become like a default reaction that comes. Does that address the question? So thank you very much. Hare Krishna. We can have over 10-15 minutes break.
10 minutes
break. Thank you.